Welcome to Your Expat Expert Podcast, where we provide expatriate services to individuals and companies moving abroad in an educational environment, with an informative voice, helping you feel confident and, more importantly, prepared. As you prepare to take this journey to study, work, volunteer, or retire abroad, subscribe to Your Expat Expert Podcast to minimize the nobody told me or I didn't know moments. Now let's begin with a smoother transition. Today on the show, we have Ms. Lindsay Ballet of She Works Abroad. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tiffany. Good to have you. Good to be here.
I'm glad that you came on the show. In order to be competitive in the global market, one must either volunteer, study, or work abroad. Is this the reason why you started She Works Abroad?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Well, here is what I found. There are tons of resources for when you want to study abroad. There are a lot of resources for volunteering internationally. But when it comes to finding full-time employment or maybe taking your career from domestic globally, there seems to be kind of a big black box of questions. And I actually didn't start She Works Abroad as much as She Works Abroad kind of found me, because I was living and working abroad and fielding a lot of questions from other people about how I did it. How did I make it happen? And that was kind of the impetus for how She Works Abroad began. It really just began with me sharing my ideas and suggestions for people who wanted to go from a domestic career into an international one.
Okay. And could you walk us through the proposal process, making sure that that individual can find employment out of the country?
Sure. So the employment process, it's really interesting, Tiffany, because it's one of those things that you don't really think about an employment process very much when you're applying for jobs in your home country. Of course, there's the job search strategy and there's the networking and applying and that piece. But you don't think about the fact that, like, you could get stopped and asked about your country of residence and if you have the right to work, because obviously in your home country you do. So you never even think about it. And then where I find people run into trouble is they use the same type of search that they would for a domestic job in the international marketplace, because they don't know any different. But the reality is when you're working abroad, when you're going and potentially finding work in another country, there is always going to be a visa hurdle. And some people, you know, ask me, like, Lindsay, where isn't there a visa hurdle? And the reality of the situation is, if you are moving and working for another country in another country and you don't have a passport for that location, every single country in the entire world is going to have some sort of visa process that you are going to have to go through. And once you can kind of understand that, you can start to put yourself in the position of a hiring manager or a company that's working abroad or that's operating in a different country, right? They want the best global talent. They want the best people working on their team. They see value in having diversity, but they also have to go through these really old, kind of antiquated and sometimes bureaucratic processes that, that their countries have put in place for many, 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 many years now. And once you understand that, you can start to navigate it differently and understand that working abroad is just different than working domestically for that reason.
Right. And what if you want to stay within your company? What typical HR questions or IT questions do companies normally have when transferring out of the country is not a typical option within that company?
Sure. So usually I find it's one of two things. Either there is a really long kind of process or procedure, or here's all the things you have to do in order to get an international transfer. Sometimes those are from bigger organizations that have been working internationally for a long time, and they have expat programs that are put together that follow a pretty rigid structure, okay? And then on the other side, Tiffany, are like the new startup companies who've never sent anyone abroad, and they're like, you tell us, we don't know what we're doing.
Right.
And that kind of puts the employee in an interesting position. It's either follow all these rules and maybe it's going to take 5 to 7 years if an expat assignment comes up, or try to figure it out on your own. And as we already spoke about, a lot of these processes internationally are antiquated. So what I always suggest to individuals who are working for a company and they see an international opportunity is twofold. One is you have to make sure that the international opportunity that you're eyeing or going abroad, what you're eyeing, is merited in some sort of business decision. So people will come to me and have a conversation and they'll say, Lindsay, I want to move to Paris. I love Paris. It's so fabulous. I want to go eat croissants and, you know, stare the Eiffel Tower. It's magical, and I agree, it is absolutely magical. But I will ask, okay, well, you know, what's the business reasoning for you being there?
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be the first question I would ask as a manager. And you know, a lot of times they'll say, well, there's no specific reason for me to be in France, but if I don't get it, I'm gonna quit. I'm like,
oh,
okay,
wow.
But listen, yeah, that type of mentality, that might happen to the next company and the next company. So maybe instead of going that way, we can back into this from a different point of view. And that's the point of view of how can you working abroad be advantageous for your company? Maybe it's, you know, finding more French clients or spending 3 months there in order to help operational processes international, whatever it may be. But mm-hmm. I always tell people, look at it from the business angle, because that will make you, a much, much more likely candidate to get that opportunity, but also a really start to think like a business owner. And that those are the type of employees that I see who get abroad time and again. And then the second piece of that is to find a champion. Find someone who believes in you and your work, and find someone in the company who can help you guide this and navigate it. Because HR, and I'm a former HR professional and have worked in that business a long time, and their job a lot of times is to help talent grow, but also make sure that the business isn't at risk.
Right.
So when that is in mind, you need a champion to help guide you through these processes and coach you and help HR to understand what the business opportunity would look like.
Okay. Well, thank you. We're going to take a break. So how can we contact you for your services?
Absolutely. Go to She Works Abroad, and you can go there and you can read a lot about what I'm up to and what my clients are up to and where they're living and what they're doing. And you can always reach out to me directly at lindsay@sheworksabroad.com.
Okay. We'll be back with Miss Lindsay Ballet of She Works Abroad.
Wolfer Productions takes international development, humanitarian aid, and human rights groups and helps them tell their story with short marketing films. Our team is ready to be anywhere in the world in 24 hours or less and can take it from concept to a final product when you need it most. WolferProductions.com.
Moving abroad? Need to sell your home before you leave? Do you need to buy a new home in your host country? At Engage Properties Group, we can help you manage both of those needs. My name is Nicole Butler at Engage Properties Group. We are headquartered in Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. We are certified international property specialists designated by the National Association of Realtors, which allows us to specifically help families who are moving here into the United States from another country or moving from the United States abroad, just about anywhere you go. We are a comprehensive real estate company able to help all of your needs and answer any of your questions, as I'm sure you will have a lot of them. Need a lender? Need to simply understand what the process is of buying a home in your host country? For additional questions or additional information, please contact us at www.engageprop.com. That is www.engageprop.com.
We're back with Miss Lindsay Ballet of She Works Abroad. Lindsay, based off your services, there's two types of expats. So in the past, we had the traditional role where everything was done for you. And now we are evolving to this new virtual way of being an expat. Can you explain that, the information that's needed in order to get started?
Absolutely. All right, Tiffany. So here's a stat that just continues to blow my mind. So PricewaterhouseCoopers tells us that 71 1% of millennials want to work abroad during their career.
Wow.
And just to put that into perspective, I mean, 71%, that is over double what the expectation or what the desire was from our parents' age and triple what it was from our grandparents, all right? So
right.
I think that is twofold, right? The world is a lot smaller. It's much more global. Also, mobility and the ability to travel and to go experience life internationally is something that has exploded and is amazing and is awesome. And millennials have taken note that they want to be living and working internationally.
Right.
And so to your point, this is kind of a bit killed off the old expat, the way that the old expat was, right? Like a very large assignment, meaning that it could be something that like, for 2 years, you're going to go run this region. We're going to relocate you, your entire family, pay for everything, kit, caboodle, bring the dog. Mm-hmm. Now, the flip side of that is there's a lot more agility. And I actually think it's a really positive thing because it's not a one size fits all. The old expat assignment was pretty traditional. One size had to, you had to fit into that box. But
right.
Today what we're seeing is not just a virtual expat, but short-term assignees, long-term assignees, international rotation programs, project-based assignments internationally. People that fly somewhere, maybe they work in Dubai during the week, and on the weekend they live someplace else. And the fact that there is all of these different types of opportunities means that there is a much wider range of assignments for those 71% of millennials who want to get abroad. So my suggestion is always to take a look at what is around you. What does your business need? Where you're working right now, can you tap in and kind of listen to where are their needs in the international market? Is this something that you could go and help them solve for 6 months? Is it something that might take you moving there or working virtually and with a global team? And for me, that's very exciting because it means there's a lot more opportunity for people to be working and living abroad.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for explaining the differences. Are there any lessons learned or nobody told me or I didn't know moments?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I think probably the biggest lesson learned on my end is how quickly the international world changes.
Mm-hmm.
So even, you know, in the past 10 years of working in this space, I've just seen so much change and fluctuation based on politics. And that is something I think, you know, we don't always think about how that might impact us. But I'll give you an example. Places like Malaysia and Singapore and Estonia are all creating opportunities for digital nomads to go live there and work there and get a visa. They don't have to have employment from those countries. And that's the first that has ever been created in the history of mobility, and it's super, super exciting. But on the flip side, we have countries that are, you know, buckling down on their borders and not letting as many people come in and not issuing as many visas. And for me, that's kind of, there's this push-pull going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just such a proponent for diversity. Diversity in business has showcased time and time again to be lucrative and generate new ideas and inspirational. And so when I can help people to go and expand and look at these countries who are really paving the way, that for me is very interesting, but also a very big lesson.
Well, I thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Tiffany, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Now, before we leave, can you tell us once again how we can contact you?
Absolutely. So sheworksabroad.com or reach out to me directly. It's Lindsay, Lynze, at sheworksabroad.com.
Okay. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks again.
Thank you for listening to Your Expat Expert Podcast. We would love to hear about your international experience. Email us your story to yourexpatexpert@gmail.com. Enjoy your journey because your new life is about to begin.